Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
Boo.
Oh, that's how I got stuck.
Yeah, you gotta say who you are.
Go again. Okay, we do it.
No, you gotta just jump in. Yeah, this is actually great that you messed up.
For sure.
We love it.
I'm Boo, aka Bugatti, repping the rack. We in lip service right now.
Period.
And I'm Callie.
You did a whole drop.
Give us a drop.
I ain't get prepped. I want y'all to keep that too.
Man, Callie is definitely like lip service gold for us.
Really? Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you for coming on here.
Thank y'all for having me.
So you're in town from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So what you been doing while you're here in New York?
I just landed.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in Detroit. I'm on tour with Lotto, so I've been in every city about now, but I've only been here for a couple hours.
Okay, so all you did was really just eat and come here.
Yeah.
All right, you know, eating is important.
Yeah, but every time I come to New York, I don't really like the food.
So. What?
Where have you eaten that? You don't even remember.
You gotta go places.
I never do.
We gotta give you some recommendations.
Yeah, we gotta get you our certified list of good restaurants. Here.
I think it's one place out, Julong.
Oh,
Julong?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like Chinese, Asian food.
Yeah.
That's you didn't like it?
We loved you. But that's not the one right now. Where's the, Say Less now?
Say Less.
Yeah.
I think I've been there too.
You've been to Brooklyn Chop House?
It was better, right?
No, I haven't.
You got to come eat in Brooklyn. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, because I live in Atlanta, so we got some good food.
I live in Atlanta too.
Yeah, where you be eating at in Atlanta?
Good food that really fill you up. You want to eat the whole plate.
What's your favorite places? If we were visiting Atlanta right now,
where would you take us?
Where we should eat? What's the top five?
Y'all like seafood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's this place called The Boiler.
And Buckhead.
Yes. Seafood bag, blessing.
Black owned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's real good. I like steaks and like mashed potatoes and stuff.
Have you
like
been
that
to Steak Market?
Yes.
You like Steak Market?
That's my jam right
I
there.
Love
That's
Steak her Market. Jam. First of all, I took my boyfriend there for like a little date night and blew his mind. I was so happy that he liked it.
Yeah. I went with my best friend and we had these drinks that the smoke was coming out the table, the rolls. I had like three of them.
They have very whimsical presentations.
Yes.
Whimsical. I've never heard anybody use it in like a real life situation.
That's true, right?
You got your steak wrapped in gold.
No. I'm not real big on red meat. I very rarely eat it. So I've been there twice, and both times I didn't have steak at all. However, the first time I went, the people that I was with had the gold
now,
steak.
Now, Boo, you're not from New York either. You're from Chicago.
From Chicago.
So what do you think about the food here? I'm just curious.
The food in New York? It's been good. My first earlier times when I was coming to New York, I was a lot younger, so I wasn't eating right. Mm-hmm. I was eating like that shit off the street, they cooking like rice and chicken.
You can't do that.
We coming from a club, so it was like, you know.
No, that's delicious.
Honestly,
that's delicious. On 56th Street is, right? It's on 57th.
Every hotel we was at, what was it? Parker Meridian and all those.
I've been.
This ain't nothing new.
Chicken over rice with the white sauce, and you put a little bit of
carbs.
That's
what she had tonight.
That's what
she had tonight. Y'all talking about them carts at the end of the street?
Yes. A little street meat, never hurt nobody.
even like
no. So now, like what are you eating in New York? Mm-hmm.
So now I came to you. I went to Sweet Chicks. That was my first time.
Delicious.
Nas is part owner of Sweet Chicks.
What's your favorite place
out here?
What else
did I eat?
I do like Brooklyn Chop House. I love my little Brooklyn spots. So like Negril. I like Caribbean food. Okay. Yeah, Peaches in Brooklyn, Negril, Tilly's. I love Caribbean food.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So when I'm telling you, next time we'll get you right.
Yeah. Okay. Amber knows sure. good food.
Yeah. Sure. I'm a foodie. I like to eat.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. I do. But when I come to New York, I was already telling my manager, I was like, dang, we land in New York. Like, 2 days, eat? No food for me.
No, we got you guys.
Damn, I'm so basic. Yeah. I, when I think of food in New York, I think of like Ruth Chris, Mr. Chow, Noble.
Okay, yeah, that's how you vibe with that, though.
Yes,
yeah, Mr. Chow is right here. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about some things. If we talk about food and eating, eat it up. All right, first of all, we love Bia on here, too, and the two of y'all together was definitely a vibe. So let's talk about that song.
Okay.
Because I have always said, what's my motto?
He better respect the box.
Yeah. You got to respect it. And so, like, you wouldn't have sex with somebody if they didn't eat it first?
No. Even if I'm not giving, like, you know, giving it back, you definitely got to, you know.
Right, get me ready.
Yeah.
Get me right. Boo, as a man, what are your thoughts about that?
I totally agree. There ain't no other way. I don't even want to do, if I can't eat, I shouldn't even be wanting to do nothing else with
right.
you.
Right, it's maybe like you like me for real, you know, like we, this,
I don't
we
gotta
supposed
like
to be.
You,
yeah.
But if we just, you know.
I don't have to like you?
No.
So you'll eat somebody's pussy that you don't like?
For sure I will. I'm a man.
Thanks for being honest.
Yo, you're different.
Yeah. No, thanks for being honest.
No, that's
I,
honest.
Yeah,
honest.
Like you,
it's a woman. I know. Yeah. I cannot like some shit she do or something like that, but at the end of the day,
see, this
she
is
got a box. So.
Would you suck a dick you didn't like if you didn't like the guy?
No.
No.
That's where we go different at. And y'all, that's why y'all smarter than us and y'all make better decisions because y'all understand that. You know what I'm saying? That if I don't like you, I shouldn't be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But as a man, just being real, I don't gotta like you to eat your pussy.
Right.
Or fuck you, anything. Or talk to you, none of that. I don't gotta like you.
But that's you don't have to do that. So why would you?
But if I like
he
you,
wants to.
If I like you, that doesn't really, that's just like the
that's
cherry
a black
on top.
So
if
you
I
just
like
enjoy
you.
Doing that. He wants to do it. You heard me say.
We're talking about a sexual experience.
Exactly.
Right?
Okay.
So if we're gonna, if we finna engage in that, like I'm not finna have sex if I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Or you at the caliber that I should be doing that to.
Okay, right. I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He also feels like, though, that he can't have woman friends.
I choose not to.
You choose not to have platonic relationships.
And I can't say can't. And I respect the guys who do. But I don't know. I just, you know, for me, you know, if you walk past a woman, you don't see her like, oh, that's a good friend for me to have. You don't see no platonic, none of that.
You know, I feel from like this. I feel like
you just don't.
I feel like this. Men,
but am I wrong, girl?
You're just
honestly.
Being honest about it. Like, yeah, I could be cool with a girl, but if she's gonna let me slip, I'm gonna slide.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Because what else are we cool about? Like,
but
me
honestly,
as a man, like, what
are
we
really
do
talking
as friends?
About?
What I talk
right.
to you about?
Well,
what
Kelly,
do
you have guy friends?
There's things
a lot of
I
things.
Understand
no,
about
I don't.
Like,
I do have
like,
guy friends,
I'm
but
talk
I understand
about,
what you're
period.
Saying.
Like,
I never
you and I, we could talk about music. We could talk about sports. I'm a gambler. I fight. Like, we could talk about UFC, whatever, hockey, football.
Hold on, you fight?
Yeah, you want that? You know that?
Stephanie, you can't be out here fighting.
I'm talking about me and my guy friends. I'm a girl. I grew up in the
right,
streets.
Text some of your guy friends.
I
right
got
now.
Guy friends, but listen to me. This is what I'm saying. Now, my guy friends are on squares.
I know.
So. They my guy friends. I call them my brothers. We never had sex before. But if I was to be like, I got an itch. Can you scratch it?
There we go.
They gonna
if
scratch
my
itch.
That's
what I was gonna say.
You know, I just said the same
friends,
word.
But if
God.
I gave them the
y'all
opportunity,
set the boundary,
like,
right?
Yeah.
I feel like I have guy friends don't. That wouldn't sleep with me.
You
that's
don't.
A lie.
You don't.
You don't.
You don't.
They lie.
You don't.
You really don't.
You don't. You don't.
No, I think I do.
Yeah,
no,
I definitely feel like I
do. Because they're either married
you.
Or involved with somebody that I'm friends with, or
that's still none of that matters.
We just don't see it.
Listen.
Or we just don't see it for each other.
That's like that.
But we just don't see it for each other.
I'm not happy to sit and I'm like, I'm not never saying that on no. Like, I'm just being honest with myself.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
I had a situation. I was younger, right? Like, and it was like cool with this girl, and we was like fortunate kids at school. So this like Tommy Hilfiger phase, like we coming through, having to have the same type of Tommy on. They misconstrued it that I bought her one, and we
together. Y'all was matchy-matchy.
Right? Oh, y'all were matching.
Yeah, on accident.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, it ain't even nothing. So they kind of put this narrative out, and she wasn't like no, like, she was a popular chick. Mm. And I'm just this new dude that done transfer. It's like, they gave me clout instantly. And I'm like, I ain't even,
I don't even know
rocking
her.
With her, right? So just off that, I looked at her different. So I was being, I never shot at her. Like, at all. Swear to God. This is why I think like this. Swear to God. So like a year, I get a record deal. A year pass, I see her, my confidence up a little bit better. I like say, damn, you know, I always dug you. Why you ain't know? She said, you just never said nothing. And since that day, any woman come by, I'm going to let you know off top if I see you that way. Mm, other than that, I don't see a woman. Sorry to say this. I swear to God, I'm no fucked up nigga at all. But if I see a woman, I see, oh, how can I enter? Not everyone. But if I feel that.
Mm-hmm. But I have to say this. You, most of my guy friends that are my guy friends today, I want to, and this is the truth, and they know it's the truth, and their girlfriends probably know it's the truth too, that when they met me, they probably did shoot their shot.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But they just didn't want to be out the car with you.
Right.
They want to at least, because guess what? You have them get some more pussy.
Exactly.
The fellas might be mad
at
me for saying that, but sometimes you just got to kick some game for real.
No, and please, that was one of my main things when I was, because a girl growing up with a lot of guys, I used to do things, you know, we used to get money together and things, and I always, you know, I say this a lot, I always hung out with a girl who was very promiscuous, you know, who was easily to give up the,
you know, do this work.
Exactly, and I used to be able to throw at my guys, and my guys would appreciate that from me too, you know, as another point. That I get, but I have to say that they shoot their shot, and because they respect me, when they get let down, they didn't cut our friendship, you know. But at least they tried, you know what I mean?
That's pleasure. That's cool. That's
pleasure. Well, Callie, could you go out, like, have guys that you just been cool with taking you out to dinner, just done things like that, but not anything happening?
See, no, because I'm just the type of person, if I really don't even like you, I'm not even gonna give it a dinner, a date, or none of that.
Not even just being cool.
No, I'm cool with people I've been on. Like, okay. These are people I've been, like, little kids, like, little girl, grew up with you, and stuff like that. So it's really hard. I'm kind of closed off when it comes to letting people in my life. So, like, when it comes to meeting, like, different guys and stuff, it takes so much, like.
Where do you think that comes from, you being closed off?
First of all, I seen my dad ain't really been, like, in my life at all. And my mom, she, like, seeing how she dealt with her relationships and stuff like that. And then my mom came out, she was lesbian, like, when I was 16. I just, like, I don't know. Like, she never really taught me, like, how to deal with, like, relationships and stuff like that. So I just be like, I'm focused on something else. Like, it'll come, you know, whenever it happens. But I just don't be wanting to put my energy towards that. I just seen how she dealt with stuff. And no offense to my mom, love her. But, like, I just don't be wanting to go through what she was going through.
Right.
Yeah.
And that, so you think that you started writing and rapping when you were 12 years old?
Yeah.
Okay. So what made you decide to start doing that? Like, what was the circumstances for you?
My mom, she was married, and he was a producer. He would always have, like, my godmother in there singing, or, like, different girls in there rapping and stuff like that. And I just be like, that's so cool. Like, you know, I want to try. Like, I be writing in my little journal and stuff. Like, I was a soccer player, so, and I didn't really have no friends. I was actually, like, bullied throughout the school. So I was just like, just teach me, like, teach me how to do it. I want to hang with you. Like, you know, since my dad wasn't really there in the younger life, I'm like, okay, let me see if I can find a way to, like, bond with my stepdad in a certain way, you know? So then he just taught me everything. Like, I was in there every day. Even if I wasn't doing nothing, I'm just...
just around.
I'm just sitting there, yeah. Trying to sing, trying to anything. If I could yodel, I was going to try to do it. Yeah.
Phil, you have an interesting story about how you got signed. How old were you when you got signed? 16?
I was 18.
Oh, 18.
When I got signed,
how did that happen?
In Chicago, I was out one night, me and some of my good childhood friends, and I was at a McDonald's, actually, and it's crazy. And R. Kelly discovered me.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
I know, it's crazy. He's to say everybody shit like happy that. But it was like, it was this McDonald's, though, in Chicago. It's called Rock and Roll at the time. And now it's like really like new millennialized. It's like some you know, it was like a staple to go to. They had it like designed like 70s style, oh, nice. 60s or some shit like mm-hmm. that. Retro. So that was like on the weekend, if you was downtown, able to get downtown, you might go. And it was like 24 hours. Mm. So we go, and one of my good friends, he just got a scholarship to Duke. We was like all hooping and shit. So my man Corey Maggette, shout him out, whatever. So we just happened to go down there. And it was like super packed, so we couldn't really even get in the parking lot. And he went in to use the restroom, and it was taking long, and I just got out because I had never been down there. Like, I wanted to see what's up. I'm walking through the parking lot. You know, I'm thinking like it's like people like showing off their cars and all that type of shit. So a lot of people crowded around somebody around the car, and it was killed. And he just happened to see, and I was looking at the car, I didn't even realize like it was him. You know, this is like 98. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't seeing, and then in Chicago, so you ain't seeing nobody famous. So. And he wasn't looking famous, no jewelry on him. And then I'm like, damn, you know, I did notice, and somebody in his camp noticed my homie who hooped, and we got to talking about basketball, and I was like, man, let's play for some money.
Oh shit!
And I ain't even had none. I just was talking shit. I'm gonna say you're out. So off of that, he was like, what you do since you doing all the talking? I'm like, shit, I hoop. I'm trying to get y'all to come. You know, this bet sucker him. You know. And he like, man, you look like you rap. But, you know, I've been super, like, super, that's crazy. I'm from Chicago, but East Coast rap just had me early on. Mm. So I look different from anybody from Chicago. So I carry myself like that. And he was looking like, and I'm like, nah, but I don't rap. And he like, just rap a song. You know, I don't care. You just, it's an aura about you, whatever. So I can't even hardly think of shit. And I'm like, damn. But I was puffing Mace. I was crazy about that at that time.
They were big at that time.
So I kicked this Mace verse, and he was like, man, I knew you could rap. I'm like, no, that's Mace. I'm just telling you about something that I can rap. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, but I can't. Yeah, I never rapped, you know? So like, nah, it's cool. I'm about to go to the studio now. Y'all should come. Mm-hmm. Went to the studio. And then that's when it kind of clicked to me. When I went in the studio, like, damn. This might be.
This my chance.
You know, it was just coming through my head. I'm seeing all these plaques on the wall and shit. And then he just like, kind of just threw something out there. Like, man, I ain't making no promises, but you should give it a shot. And off that, from after that night.
And it was Boo and Gotti. Yeah. So where was Gotti?
So Gotti, at the time, I was a solo. I was by myself. I hadn't seen Gotti. Gotti had actually just had got out of, he was in prison for a hot second. And he had just got out. But Gotti, a little bit older than me, so. I just happened to see him in the office one day. I'm coming out the studio, and he was there, like, having a meeting with this dude, Wayne Williams, who signed Kells. He was having a meeting, but he had his own CD, like, his face on it, and, like, he was selling out the trunk. At that time, I never saw that. Like, damn, how you did that? You know what I'm saying? But then I also knew him from my neighborhood. And he was, like, known. Like, all my cousins love him. You know how, like, somebody in your family, like, talking about somebody. So I kind of looking up to him, like, nah, he's... Super smooth dude, was getting money the whole nine. After that, I saw him, he remembered me from like me being 7 years old, he remembered everything. Seen him another time after that, and he was selling the CD, and I swear to God, I ain't had no money to buy it. But I'm like, just give it to me. You know what I'm saying? Just give it to me, bro. He's like, I know you signed with dude. How much he had charged me for me to do a song with you? I ain't even know how to do like features. I ain't even know what he meant saying it.
Right.
I'm like, just let me get the CD up for real. And I let Kells, A&R at the time, his cousin Blackie, I let him hear it. And before he listened to it, he said, how good is it? And to get him to listen to it, I said, he good enough, I'll rap with him. Because Kells put me in a group with this producer. Mm-hmm. I'm on this song called We Ride on the double CD, the R. It got Jay-Z, Cam'ron, and Nori on it. The first song I ever rapped on.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
I swear to God. It's all in there. My name in there.
Yeah,
you feel me? Wrote all my shit, everything. Me and this cat named.
It's
Roy
on
Hamilton.
The double R album.
On the double R, the red and black.
I know exactly. That's one of my favorite R. Kelly albums.
Sony's in the club. Yes. Track Matters. I recorded out here.
No, I know exactly what song it is.
Hey, all them OGs, them youngsters don't know me, but them OGs.
Yeah.
Ja, all them, the era, Fat Joe, all of them, they know me.
Kelly, who did you listen to growing up?
I'm still a straight Nicki fan. The whole. Aaliyah, Missy Elliott, them was my vibes. Yeah.
But I want to ask you one question. Mm-hmm. I heard your music, and it's dope. You got a real good whisper flow, everything like that. Mm-hmm. I understand it, because I don't got the biggest, strongest, loudest voice, so I know that. But when you're writing from a woman perspective, and you was talking about guys and everything like that, and you didn't, your answer about guys wasn't how your music is. Meaning, what place do you write it from? Like, when you talk, is it real or is it just like what you kind of imaginary?
No, it's real. And I'm talking from a place where I'm dealing with somebody that I'm like, really, I done got to the point where I actually care. And I got to that point where it's like, it is toxic, or like we is going through it. Like I've been dealing with that person.
Okay.
So, or my friend will be in the studio or something, or she'll talk to me about a story she had or something. She'd be like, I feel like I need to get this off my chest. Like, talk about this, cause I feel like I want to hear this right now. Yeah. So I'd be like, okay, girl, I'm combining all kinds of stories that we all just talking about, like we can all relate to.
Yeah.
And like, if we can relate, everybody else can most definitely relate. I just never
knew the place that women artists like where they write from. You know what I'm saying? Even if like a dude write it for a female, and I done that before, you write it from like how a dude want to hear it.
Even if it's like a situation, I feel like I didn't handle it how I wanted to handle it.
Like
I'd be like, I'm rapping from, you said
like what? Give us an example.
Like, you just know, like if you arguing with somebody or something, you'd be like, damn, I should have said this.
Ooh,
like,
instead of that,
I go in the studio like, this is what I really wanted to say.
Right.
And this is what I really meant.
Get this
so
off.
It fit
that. Right.
Yeah.
So that's you still got to get your shit
on. I'm going to get the last words. Don't go that song.
Yeah.
So I write from that perspective. Like,
oh, that's dope.
What's the most toxic sign for a man? Because you talk about it in your music.
I got like three. Okay. I say Scorpio.
I say that.
I say Pisces, and I say a Sag.
Good job. I ain't in none of those.
I would put Gemini in between the Scorpio and the Sag.
I love Geminis, though.
I like Gemini men, too.
I'm a Gemini.
I like Gemini women, too.
Me, too.
I
mean,
I'm a Gemini, and I've dealt with Gemini men a lot in my adult life.
They really are two different people.
Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like you just gotta understand the two different versions of them. Like, it's not that they're two different people. They just have two different kinds of sides to them, you know? One is a really, you know, sexual, you know, hugging and a nice vibe, a caring vibe, and the other one is
the Grinch.
The other one is after they come.
Yes, exactly.
I ain't met no Geminis like that. Like, okay, I have a lot of Gemini female friends.
Yeah, me too.
And that's like turn up crew. Like, if you ready to
GG.
And like, if you ready to something pop off, like it ain't no stopping. It's like that's my turn up crew. And it's the same with the males. I feel like I'm always vibing with them. Like, it's always real fun. And like, we outside.
Aries is my favorite.
Aries is cool. I'm a fire sign too, so I love
Aries is cool.
What's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Aries, Sagittarius.
Yeah. No, my best guy friend. It's an Aries.
And listen, I have to tell you.
Well, you can't have a guy friend.
No, then listen. This is. Let me tell you why this is my best guy friend. This man, he's a couple years older than me, and you know we grew up in the same neighborhood, and he has taught me more than I've learned in school about myself. You know, like I learned history and math and, you know, etiquette in school, how to fold my hands and be quiet and raise my hand and whatever else you learn in school. But he taught me about myself. He taught me about my blood and my race. Like I grew up in a Puerto Rican family. You know, my grandmother was born in 1920. So imagine. I hate to say this, but, you know, my grandmother, you know, they wanted us to be really light skinned. They didn't even want us to tan too much. In the summer, we used to wear these big hats so we wouldn't freckle up and get too dark. My mother, when she was pregnant for me, she prayed that I would be really white skinned because my mom is probably Gigi's color. And she went through a lot of racism growing up and she didn't want me and my sister to go through that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I was kind of scared of, you know, the darker side of me until I met my friends, until I met Bess. He taught me to be proud of being, you know, a woman of color. I am a woman of color. I'm not a white person. He taught me the history of my people, my Puerto Rican people, you know, and he's a Dominican guy and he knows it all. He taught me my Black history, my Puerto Rican history, my Dominican history. And I mean, we literally used to sit there
for hours
teaching me. Like, I swear, he would sit there. But y'all
had time to do all this?
On the block.
And on the block.
We would be on the block smoking weed up in the crib. It was too cold. So we upstairs bagging up, talking about our, like, we, so one thing hustling. About my best friend, he's an Aries. We don't have no bullshit conversations. We don't talk about no bubblegum shit.
Everything is
straight to the point.
Yeah, he don't like talking about, you know, nothing corny. Yeah, like, oh, my boyfriend is getting me sad. Like, no, man up stuff.
But that's real, too.
That's why you said best friend.
Yes, it is.
That's not cornball. If you need your guy friend.
A dude can't hear that, though.
Yeah.
But that's a guy friend, though.
A dude can't console you in that way, though. That's what y'all ain't realize.
Yeah, exactly.
A man don't know how to console like, you when you having man
like,
problems.
Yeah, that's never one thing. He's like, I can't help you with
that.
He's like, that's my boy.
That
was actually my his friend that was breaking my heart.
Your guy friend,
you
know? Callie.
I talk to him like, you know, so he like, I tell you about that. Like, he tell me like what's really going on through the man's, you know, my. I feel
so
he probably
him?
Don't want
like
to be
what?
Sitting there in the conversation, but he will, you know, because he's my guy friend.
So how you see him, man? So you're not attracted to him?
My guy friend?
Yeah.
No.
Just because he's your guy friend?
No, I just, like she no, said, just, in the beginning, he most likely pushed up on me in some type of way.
So why do you
the
keep
little
him
comments,
around is what I'm saying.
But I told him I'm not on that, and he kept it cool. Like, he wasn't no corny,
but he
lame.
Still wants to be on that, though.
Yeah, that's dead.
He does. He's dead because of you, though.
Why don't you like him?
Yeah, that's a great question.
He's not my type. Like,
what's your
I feel
type?
Like he cool. He a cool
damn.
Friend.
And sometimes when you find that
that's
friend connection, it's
see, cool.
It's better
that, though,
than
right?
having a romantic
but if he knew
connection.
That, you know that it crushes heart.
He does know that.
Yeah,
he
not like knows. That though. He don't know it like that.
Well, what, no, is your,
he,
what is your type?
You didn't tell him like that.
shit. I like tall, you know. He on the shorter side, you know.
Okay.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, you're tall too, right?
Yeah, I'm like 5'8".
Okay.
So I'm tall for a female.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you?
21.
She's it? Okay, so just because like, he's not tall, what else?
I don't know. We're not into the same things. Like, you know, I take my career like real serious, so like that's my priority, and I feel like I need somebody who understands, like, if I have to go, like, if I have to do stuff, you gotta understand this is what comes first for me. And like, even though I'm 21, I feel like I'm more like in the head, I'm a little more like grown.
Mature.
he wasn't he still want to be outside.
He wasn't on your maturity level.
Y'all always going to be more mature than a man.
Yeah, for sure.
So it was like, we not even on the same like mindset or things that we want to do. And like, but you cool. Like, I could talk to you about
but
what's
you
going on.
But you still kick it with him. So it's, you talking mindset and all that. But you still.
She like him as a friend.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm like, trying to figure out. Y'all not
he
explaining
funny.
It.
He cool.
No,
it's possible to like
it.
Somebody as a
he's
friend.
He's a human being.
Look, just like you have women friends,
what
you can
is
have.
It? Can you answer? Can
like,
y'all just answer?
If I'm going through something in my life, he'll.
This ain't even because you're 21.
So they may know
it a little better when y'all say as a friend.
Well,
like,
I feel
how
like
can
this.
You, how
like,
do you separate it is what I'm trying
this
to say.
Is, listen to me. This is what happens. Like she said, he tried and
she wasn't interested.
Since she wasn't interested, he wasn't going to be mad at her like, oh, forget it. Then I don't even want.
The
I ain't got
time
to
leave
about
him alone
earlier.
Is what
you know
I'm
what but why
because that's her friend.
I mean, yeah, they got a bond.
So let me ask you a question.
They got it from what?
So,
okay, from my experience, like me and my best friends who are men, I understand what you're saying. Like, what could y'all be having
that's
common?
That's all I'm trying
What is it? Me and my guy friends, we have a lot in common. We both like football. We like getting money. We would do that
together.
See,
that's like your masculine. You understand nigga shit.
Yeah, we like
you
guns.
You understand man shit.
You know, so.
You feel me?
But that's what I'm saying. Sometimes there are some girls that you would actually be able to have a lot in common
with.
Yeah,
Callie likes your friend.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't just a random dude. Like, I've been knowing him.
No, I get
so,
all
and
of that.
It probably took him some years to build up that courage.
To even shoot his shot.
But then I'm like, nah, but we be going out,
be
we
cool.
have fun, you know what I mean? Like,
but you know in the back of your mind.
He like to dress. He's like, he be dressing, he put that shit on.
So he's fresh. So why wouldn't you fuck with him?
See, he's the too tall short.
But look at this girl. But guess what?
No, no, no.
You 21, just, so I can't say this if you can drink.
I don't.
Y'all the same size.
It's not a chemistry. It's not a chemistry thing.
That's what he says. It's chemistry. It's not a chemistry.
You can repeat it. I don't even want to say it. What did I just say?
You 5'8", and he might be 5'3", but when y'all lay down, y'all the same size.
And all that shit you talking in your records?
He's not 5'3", is he?
No, he not.
I was being dramatic with him.
Just understand, know this. That may be what you want. And I ain't telling
you. Why are you trying to push this man on her?
No, she don't want to do that.
I support this friendship.
I was just saying, never hold, you can't control being short. So you can't hold that against a person like,
true.
Oh, he's short. Like, don't never.
I'm sure that's the only reason why she's not interested in him.
But don't even use that as nothing, though. Like, short, tall,
black,
fat.
There's a lot of things people can't help, but if you don't like it, you don't like it.
Yeah.
Physically, he's not my type.
Okay.
Chemistry wise, not my.
Mentally, like, I wasn't on the same vibe.
But
that does not stop him from being a cool guy.
Person that I want to hang out with. He likes clothes. I like clothes. We like, you know.
Right.
He teaches me
like clothes.
I like clothes.
See, now look at this.
He like to put it.
She look at him like her home girl.
That's right.
That's crazy. That's wrong with that? It's a lot wrong with that.
It's nothing wrong with that. So this is what I want to ask you. So it's impossible for you to just have a cool ass calm bond with a woman that you're not having
sex with.
To have sex with a woman in order for y'all to have anything
sex.
In common.
I don't, because you're not going to have sex with every person. No, for sure.
Right.
But as a man, you think that. But in the other parts, what I'm trying to say is, like, where does it come to me to say, like, y'all got probably more guy friends than women friends, right?
No, I got more guy friends than women friends, but I'm just saying, where I'm from and what I know, they all say
I can't kick it with bitches. Bitches is actually, this is what girls say.
I've heard
so
that.
So if you don't kick it with girls, why the fuck do I want to kick it with them?
But
and be on like some boyfriend, I got guy associates. I'm not getting you drunk the fuck, no.
Right. Guys I can call and be like, hey, we going out to the club tonight. Yeah. You know, let's come. Let's vibe.
I'm asking, what's his purpose? What are you vibing with him about? That's what
many
I'm trying to
say.
I'm just trying to think of the big plus.
If you just say she needs friendship,
y'all don't pay for shit.
We have men and women friends that we invite to the club. But you know,
what's wrong with a guy? I'll offer to pay if you know, I'll pay. I'll pay. That's just me. If it's your guy friend,
you say, yo, come out. We just going to the club.
It was like, I'm bringing the hoes with me. We outside.
So you hooking me up with other girls?
That's a possibility.
So are you hooking me up with other girls?
Yes.
Why not? But you know y'all running some girls away, too.
How?
Like, that's your bitch, was it?
No, let me show you.
Because
anybody that's hanging around me,
girls see you out with me, they're going to want to hang out with you. Hello? Trust me. They're going to think you got money.
Saying, yeah. But guess what?
Just like the clock you got on the Tommy outfit.
Hold on, though.
You must be successful.
If you don't want to fuck with me, or fuck me, your friend, why do your friend want to?
Because everybody has different interests. Everybody has different chemistry. Everybody has different approaches.
But let me ask you something. Have you ever ate a girl's pussy out and not had sex with her?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But because that's what you wanted, or because she was just like, because
I'm a pussy eater. It's different. Okay.
She was in the mood for that.
And a pussy eater.
Because I'm a pussy eater.
Nigga that
ain't nothing wrong with it.
All right, now let me ask the lady.
But is you good at it, though?
Of course. I wouldn't say that without the confidence.
He got to be good at it the way he's sitting here talking about it.
He's
definitely
got to
be good at it.
What you about to ask, Angela? Because I think I know.
All right, for the ladies, have y'all ever sucked a dick and not had sex?
Yeah, when you're on your period.
Of course.
I mean, ever. Like, would you suck somebody's dick and never have sex with them? Like,
No. I've never sucked somebody's dick period, and didn't have sex with them. No. But I've been like, hey, babe, you want to get your dick sucked?
I'm not talking about a relationship. Obviously, with that.
Yeah,
but like,
she was just saying that's why it's no.
I've never sucked somebody's dick and didn't have sex with them.
Yeah, so
you can't have sex with me if you ain't sucking my dick for real.
You got standards.
I'm not doing that unless you're my boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. I suck your dick and then we have sex. So especially the first time.
All right, let me ask you: if you were with a girl, have you ever been cheated on?
Of course.
Is it worse if she has sex with somebody else or just sucks his dick?
Ooh.
All of it hurts.
Yep.
But is there like a levels to it?
So if she'd be like, she'd be like, babe, I didn't even fuck him. I only sucked his dick.
Oh, that's I feel like that's even worse.
Oh, like, you know, be like, mm, his nigga might not even be clean as me.
Because then he could be like,
you really sucked his
dick. I don't even want to. She just
top me up. Oh, ooh, I'd be hot.
Hey, shout out to the niggas who ever did that to me, too.
And the girl like, I ain't even letting, you know.
But guess what, though? That win for a nigga that just,
if my man cheats on me and she be like, oh, he just ate my ass.
That's going a little bit.
You're disgusting. I could never kiss you.
Cause you know, any nigga
like, you just ass eating.
Yeah, that's the extra.
But Kelly, have you ever been cheated on?
You ass eating bottom feeder.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you get cheated on, do you want to know all the details?
No.
Like, what do you need to know?
Honestly, when I find out, I just be like, I'm cool. Don't. I don't need to know the details, actually. But the last time it happened to me, I didn't even ask for the damn details. They just came. So it was just like,
he told you or the other girl told you?
The other girl, she told me. Mm-hmm. And it was like, she was like saving for the moment that she was like gonna tell me.
She put a whole Google link.
Like, she really, she didn't like me. That was the thing. Like, she wanted my position so very badly that she, like, I told him, I said, I ain't even mad at you. You just look stupid because you're not even paying attention. This girl is recording and taking pictures of everything that you is doing and just waiting. It's like, she talking to me. Like, anything that she doing, she just she waiting. Oh, the day come, I'm gonna tell Kelly, and this house gonna look.
And she had all the proof.
Woo!
The whole Google Doc.
Yeah, that took time. Like, girl,
that is insane.
Who got a question, y'all?
You remember it? What did I say?
He don't know his own question.
It was
his birthday. You gotta excuse
him. She remembered it though. What did I just?
Damn. Gigi? I didn't. That's why I want you to be
asking. Okay, so then let's get back to the topic. I don't want to know any details if my man cheats on me. I don't want to know anything.
Yeah.
So what's your question?
Go.
Why do you want to know the details?
She didn't want
to. I didn't want to know the details. I said, I don't want to know. She just.
Did you look at it?
That wasn't your question.
Well, yeah, it's a link.
Yeah, you looked at it.
I'm
going to
click the link. I'm looking like.
It wasn't
your question. It's all adding up in my head. You know, folks like to play like you crazy. So I'm like. Oh, so actually, it was more of a him. So you was just you're just a liar. Like, it was just like, why would you even? It was just a baffling moment. Like, oh my god! Like, I was actually right. Like, about a certain thing. You know, you speculate, you feel certain things.
And guys be like, you're crazy.
Yeah, and it was more of that. Like, I didn't really care. It is what it is. You made your bed, you gonna lay in that hole because I'm gone. But it was more of like, dang, like that. Like,
what did you see?
She was sending like. Screenshots like, so I got a promise ring, right? So she, I guess they haven't said, so she like, I want a promise ring.
Oh my
and
God.
He like, no. But then he got her a little flower. So she like, taking pictures of the flowers and stuff. And, oh, you got her promise ring. I'm keeping it a secret, but I'm not getting this and this and that. And the trips and the bags and all kinds of stuff. So it was just more of like a hate that
I'm
getting.
Did you make a song about that?
Yeah, I did actually.
What's the name?
Slickback.
What's the name?
Oh, okay.
Off my tape.
Slickback.
Oh yeah.
That's good. Anytime you go through all that being an artist, always write about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how you get back.
I feel like that song was I actually when I found out I made it like a week after it happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was a way because I didn't want to talk about it with nobody for real because like it was. Like your friends
in
be
your
like,
music, talk about all
yeah,
that.
Like your friends really always be known people. Before you, but you won't everyone believe that. Right. Like, yeah. So I'm like, dang, I can't tell because they gonna be like, girl,
we told you,
are you crazy? So that's why I was like, you know what, I
sure, gotta homie wouldn't have did you like that.
Shut up.
No comment.
Now, see what I'm saying?
No, but you actually, that maybe that's not even true because you know. A guy could be your friend. You give him a chance. You know, he think it's all good. You know, y'all had that bonding. And then all of a sudden, he done got comfortable.
Right.
Because I was friends with the guy that cheated on me first. I was cool with him. Like, it was I seen him around other girls and stuff. Like, we would talk about different things that didn't pertain to anything, like, sexual or nothing. Then I'm like, he shot his shot. I'm like, you know, maybe, you know, I gave it a chance. And he still, he did what he did. Like, right, me and my trash. Friend don't mean you get comfortable. And then.
How does he feel now seeing your success? Like, do y'all still speak at all? Does he reach out?
Oh, I don't know. That number is blocked.
Okay.
I see no call ID and just look at that whole ring.
Do not answer.
Do not answer.
Have a blast with whatever you got going on.
She remember my question.
Yeah, I remember the question.
What?
Ask it.
What do y'all consider cheating?
Anything that you wouldn't do in front of your person.
That's the answer. Anything that you feel like you have to hide. Anything you feel like you have to hide from your significant other.
Anything
that
you feel like
you can't tell. And anything that you wouldn't want your significant other to do. If you're doing something that you wouldn't appreciate them doing, then it's out of pocket.
You're cheating.
I think there's levels to it. Like,
me too.
For real.
And then you said, where does it start? It starts with the initial feeling of... I have to hide whatever it is that I'm saying or doing. If you got to hide text messages, if you got to hide the true meaning of the friendship.
If I catch my man talking to somebody in a way that I don't want him to talk to this person, I'm not going to be like, oh, you cheating.
Like,
you know,
but you was you about to.
Yeah,
talking
but
like
I,
how?
But
how
it's
all that's cheating.
Like
you think that's cheating?
I'm done.
I like think that because
it's the start of the cheating stuff, and I'm just that's a red flag.
Right,
I'm
not leave it red flag. I don't know if it's considered cheating yet if you haven't physically done anything. But
yeah, but exactly.
But talking to somebody in a way that you don't want me to see. You
know,
you was hiding the messages from you. You didn't want me to see that. That's cheating.
Yeah, like, for me, it's just like...
It's just wrong, but
I'm not going to be like, hey, you're cheating. Like, you know what? You cheated on me. We need therapy now. No. But what you're doing is you're walking down a sneaky path.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're on your way.
Oh, yeah, I think it's on your way, but I don't know if it's necessarily cheating.
It's not
I would
cheating.
Feel like maybe you would.
Right.
And then
nah, now it's cheating because... Well, for me, it is because I always be like, well, if it was me...
Mm-hmm.
You will be looking at me like I'm just this crazy hoe. You can't trust me. Now you finna go do me all kinds of ways because I was texting that one dude. And that's cheating to guys. Like, they not going for that.
It depends on what the text say,
too. But if you even do that to a dude, like, for certain women to look at
it's cheating. I'm looking for something else. I'm in a relationship. I'm texting.
Guys can do it kind of like instinctively, right? Y'all do that shit. It's like premeditated. It start for women.
What?
I believe it started in y'all mind.
It started in y'all mind too.
Actually, nah, it started in your balls.
No, it started when we see it. It started off sight.
It started in your balls.
It started off sight.
Yeah,
like, you might see it.
Because your balls start tingling. That's why.
I feel like a man can have a drive by cheat. You know what I mean? Like end up in some pussy by mistake.
No, it's not.
I don't feel like a woman can end up on some dick by mistake. I feel like a guy can end up in some pussy by mistake.
A woman can't. A woman not gonna even look at it like
different. But I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
Like. Might use that as an excuse to
but you know what like
no
like
a woman
you said,
just slipping
us,
on no dick.
I feel like a man could be like damn that was
damn,
a mistake.
I, just happened to fuck
I don't know
her.
That for exactly. Women is pretty because you could be in a club meet a guy get drunk and then
mine is
yeah. This cheating conversation, they done shut your mic down.
They're like you can't have her talking about this.
See what you done started with your question.
I know. I'm finna get a little homie in the game. Send me
he Instagram. He's trying to get the short guy in the game.
Send me his Instagram.
But homie in the
game. I'm gonna give him a nice girl.
Oh,
he's
so see. Look,
don't get me wrong. He's very handsome. Like he not really short. Like I just like him 6 foot under. Oh, I mean 6 foot over.
Why is Boo so personally upset about this?
Huh?
Because I like you know I feel where he at like. And you know, because his homie's talking about him.
Have you been friend zoned in the past? Is this coming from a deep rooted?
And that's the worst place to, yes.
I think it is.
Oh, no.
No, every guy has. But that's just not a cool place for a dude to stay in.
It feels a little
weird. But I feel like I've been.
For me.
I've been hit the friend zone. Like, it's been years now. He's chilling. Like,
right.
So
he done
cool.
Had girlfriends.
Yeah. Right, he's good now.
Yeah, like, and it's not like I be busy. I be staying out the way. It's not. No female feeling like, oh, she want to talk to my, oh, your girl, best friend, she do too much. Like,
let me ask you this. Okay, let's just say you had a show on the road, y'all was in Miami, and he needed a place to crash for the night. Could he stay in your room?
Yeah, on the pullout couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But, okay, yeah.
But I just make sure that I'm covered, like, you know.
What if you had a boyfriend? Would that be okay?
Probably I wouldn't probably do that.
There you go. So why the fuck do I want?
But it's a respect thing for my boyfriend.
Yeah, that is a respect.
It's a respect thing for my boyfriend. Like that's my friend. That's why you don't need. That's my friend. But I know that once you have a man, you would not be okay with.
That's not true. I have plenty of guy friends, and I'm very devoted and secure within my relationship. I have. So let's say, for instance, I have a friend. Shout out to my friend Bino. Bino. We met because my homeboy put me on him because he had fire weed. So I would get weed from him and then we became cool. He's a chef. He cooks. I cook. I eat. We have that in common. He from Atlanta. Like, you know, right. We cool. You know, Bino, he'll hit me. Say that again.
You think Bino don't want to fuck you?
He probably do. There's probably a point
see,
where he
and that's not a conversation.
Nah, but that's but here's the thing. This is the thing.
This
though.
Is why even men though, can, but listen, this is why I'm answering.
Even though he probably might wanted to in the past, or maybe if I, you know, said what's up with the what's up, he would probably be down, right? The fact that we can still be cool regardless of if it never happens, that's where the value lies. Yeah. It don't gotta be about sex.
So that's what friendship is.
Yes, it's a real friendship. Sure. That's my homie. Like, we might not speak for 3 months, or, you know what I'm saying? We might speak for 3 days straight. Like, he might call me like, what's up with this? Or, you know, what's exactly. going on with that? Yeah, like, you know?
I can, and we cool. How do you feel about your man? How do you feel about your man having female friends?
Nah.
You know how I feel about this. I was in a relationship with one of your best friends.
But I think about it now. It's a whole, you know.
My current.
I got grandfathered in that situation.
You did. My current relationship, my man has female friends. Okay. And I have no issue with that. There's a level of
over their house.
No, respect, but he wouldn't want to.
Why not?
But he wouldn't want to out of respect of.
Why don't he? No,
he wouldn't want to out of respect of the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna lie.
I wouldn't.
Go ahead. Like I feel some type of way, but now I'd be like, I'ma watch like how y'all relationship is like. If it's too much, y'all on FaceTime, wake up on FaceTime, and y'all talk too much, and it's just...
No, that's too much.
So if my guy has a girlfriend, and he has a woman, he can't do that with his female friend.
There's boundaries
with our guy friends. If it's not, it's not hard for us, then it shouldn't be hard for you to have boundaries.
Not exactly. My best guy friend, I know him since I was 14 years old. Sure, I could call him here and there and we could have a conversation on the phone, 20-minute convo, but I ain't gonna be calling him. I know he got a wife. Yes. And I'm great friends with his
respect.
Wife.
Right. You
know
what I mean? I won't call you after a certain time if you in a relationship or married.
Yeah, I'm not gonna call him at 2:00 a.m.
Like, exactly. I'm not calling you. Yes. I'll wait till tomorrow.
And half the time, if I'm calling my guy friend, he's like, hey, I'm out with my girl, you know, what's up? Just text me, I'm doing something, you know? It's like, it's boundaries. You just gotta communicate.
And I have to say, there was a time that me and my best friend where we were hanging out every day.
I can't even speak for all the guys.
There was a time that he and I were hanging out every day, but you know, that time changed. You know, as we got older, I ended up in a serious relationship, so of course we're not gonna be together every day. He got married, you know. So as we've grown, our friendship has changed too. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that we love each other any less.
Right, it's just you, as you, and it happens with female friends too.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
One of my really good friends owns this studio. We're recording it right now. Yep. Engine Room Audio. I know him since I was in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and he's that's a really amazing. Good friend. I know his wife, his kids, everything.
He's an amazing guy.
Yeah. Oh boy,
I take the hat off.
And you don't think you can?
Nope.
I think you can.
I really think you can.
You know what? That's just the truth. Okay, let me say this. You own this store in Chicago, Flea Club.
Yes, Flea
right?
Club.
I'm sure a lot of women hit you up for gear and sneakers and clothes and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that is like sort of a relationship.
A friendship.
As far as a friendship. Not, do you become friends?
Because if they say, like, and this is crazy, women that do that shit, and I want them to hear and understand this. If you sit and say, yo, can I get X, Y, and Z because you might got some Instagram followers. Can I repost this promotion, whatever the fuck it's supposed to be, right? Or if I can get this for a deal, whatever. What if I reply back and say, can I fuck you?
Why would this have to do it?
No, I'm just saying, right? Hold on. I would be wrong for that, right? I don't do that. But how do you come off just saying, you're taking from me?
No, we're not.
You see, ladies, this is why ladies don't ask these men for nothing.
No,
just
think about
what
you
want.
You guys are different. Think about it. No, I'm just keeping it funky. Some come that raw with it.
Who thinks? But what I think is this, right? It costs money to pay people to post things, right? If you want to post that's a promo for your business, you can always say no.
For sure. But it's always saying, like, understand what I'm what it takes me
she probably look
to
at your store like, oh, I really like his stuff, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Right. I really, you know,
but that's
I
got not what she's saying. See what I'm saying? She's coming straight through. Like, can I get
she want to build herself up some more, and I rock with you. So, hey, you would you be down
me.
To?
You don't know me. You
no,
don't
I'm
know
talking
nothing.
About this, like, the so you, store. I'm so, talking about you rock, no, she rock with the store.
I would not ever be that girl asking people to send me.
No, yeah, I wouldn't be that girl. Okay. I would never do that either. Guess I'm just you know, like, I think
I gave way more to ones who I've never done that. No, I'm keeping it for real. And it does nothing. Swear to God, it did nothing. Just because I had to understand and learn. You know, I even did business kind of wrong. Like, meaning, I looked at people who didn't have much going on for themselves. Like, they had a lot of time on their hands. Mm-hmm. Oh, you perfect to work for me. Mm. But now, it got to be, you got a lot on your hands. I could pay you to work for me, mm-hmm. honestly. Because you could take me places where I can't
like
go.
Like, my thing can add you know, to your thing.
For sure. Yes. So, it'll be somebody looking at, from a small mind, somebody who haven't been well-traveled, saying, oh, she got this many followers on Instagram. Boy, you should... He done turned to a fan, a local fan, because she keep posting her body and all this bullshit every day. But I get her from winning.
Why I gotta be bullshit?
No, I'm just saying, bullshit is about like, it ain't no substance
like,
to
me
it.
Me and stuff, there's no substance.
Yeah. Like, I don't think you should really have social media if you don't really got nothing in life going on. You ain't selling nothing. It should be, you got to sign up for this shit and everything.
I say that too.
Background you know, check.
I say this. If you're not,
people can really, you'll
girls,
get fucked up.
They, you know, they got the like swimsuit deals and stuff. Girls really be
that's
making
what I'm
a living off that stuff.
So
you're not making money. She turned around. She traveling. She got her bikini on. Like, it may look like.
But no. You should have something going on that you got to sign. It couldn't be every. Because you can be tricked, too. You know, it's another side to that. The same niggas who
catfish.
Say, oh, yeah, get out here, cash out you some money. Ooh, you don't even know this nigga's name. You get out there and them girls be dead.
Some people be on social media like to keep in touch with their family and friends.
But it's
some
get
to
on there to do. It's another world to
Facebook
that, too.
For?
Yeah, but I feel Instagram like, too. Like, you can be private and only let your friends and family see certain things.
I understand what you're saying I feel like there's so much money to be made on the internet. If you're not making money on there, what are you doing there?
Right.
That's no, all. Because
Kelly, Kelly, what was your financial situation like before you got signed?
I was on the internet, like doing them little promo deals and you know, trying to get it out.
Because
it's
that's
the,
what I'm saying. You're doing
it's
something
the way
positive.
The internet. Yeah.
Yeah, you was doing something with a plan or something. That's different. You are selling something to your consumer. Mm-hmm. You make music. You're artistic. It's a different.
No, but I get where Angie's coming. Just trying to figure out social
trying
media,
to
trying to make
right.
some money because I got my mom in my ear. Like, girl, what you doing
what
you with your
do?
Life?
For sure.
What you would have think you would have did if music the music thing happen. Wouldn't happen?
At first, I played soccer since I was 7, and I stopped when I was 19, and I wanted to like be that girl on the U.S. team and go to the World Cup and stuff, but rapping. But I also was gonna go to school for communication, like broadcast communication.
Okay,
but I wanted to be the girl on the court, like you know, you just
sports commentator. Yeah. We like that.
I love
that's
that.
Nice.
You can still do that too. Now you have the song Standards, which you know it is important to have standards,
facts.
Right? So talk to me about what your standards are in life when it comes to men.
Tall.
That's all right. What about dick size?
Homie,
does that matter?
Oh boy, Anne.
such a controversial question.
It is.
I mean,
all right. Let me ask you this: if a guy was 6'4" but his penis was really small, would you prefer that or a guy who was 5'5" but with a huge penis? If you had to pick.
Tall and small or short and long?
Bring in the tripod.
Hello? I would say tall.
Tall with a little dick?
It's flossy. Because
I'm going to use it. It's so disproportionate, too.
It got the... Is it, like, skinny?
It's just small. It's
just
all
small
around disproportionately
it's skinny
small.
And
compared
short.
To how tall he is, it's not giving what you would think.
Okay, no.
Like
I'm going to have to go
like.
With the short and the...
With the tripod.
Tripod.
Yeah.
Tripod for the win.
Bring on the tripod.
Yeah. But what about you would just fuck the short guy, but you want the other tall guy to be your boyfriend?
No, because in my relationship, I like to get down. And,
okay.
And if I can't, nah, I'ma just keep on.
There you go.
Fucking with the other, you know.
There
so.
You go. So have you ever done that before?
What?
Cheated on one of your boyfriends. Yeah, that's a yes.
It's more, I was just thinking like, I'll be like, okay. I'm done, I'm blocking you. Then I do something.
Have you cheated on it? It's just a yes or no question.
I haven't. Mm-hmm. Actually, I haven't.
Have you ever been a side chick?
Shit, I don't know. I hope not.
But you've had it. If so, it's interesting because I feel like you've had a side guy. I feel like it's, you know, a topic of discussion.
You gotta understand. You might always start. I think everybody start as that.
Everybody said it's a side piece.
Okay, yeah. I say that.
Everybody, I feel like a lot of girls say that too. Everybody has somebody, but it's always somebody that's already in their
relationship. If you break up with your girl, it's always that one person that you know is in your life and is gonna be there. So it's that side.
I think you gotta know how to be there first before you could be number one.
What?
You gotta know how to be number two before you could be number one.
The old song.
But everybody don't have a situation.
No, I'm not. If you're my side, I'm not gonna make you my man. Because like you didn't have the qualities to be made in the first place, and that's why you're the side.
How you just come out being number
one? Boo logic.
How you just the best?
Wait, that's what we need. Hashtag boo logic. Yeah.
How you just come out being the best? It just might not be that way, right?
Have you ever moved from the side chick to the main chick?
No. Mm-hmm. I come in like you already know. I hope. See, listen. I don't know. For real, but in my head, it's a no. But I come in.
Exactly.
It's a no.
Like, yeah, it's a no.
I'm going to keep it real
with you. But I come in, like, you know what I'm on. Like,
you
know.
We've all been one. You 21. We've all been one. I don't think I've ever been that girl. It don't skip us, y'all.
Can't let go. That even if you, if they did something in the end, it's still the calling and the, dang, I really like, you know, like that. I don't know how to explain
it. For me, I'm very possessive. I remember even when I was a teenager, you know, I liked this guy. I remember he had like a nice caramel color and green eyes. He was one of the first guys I've ever been with green eyes. No, he was Jamaican. Like, wow. He had like hazel green eyes. He was so fine. And he and I we were having a nice time. I used to go sleep in his house and hang out with him and his mom. And then one day I knew that he had this girlfriend that he had broke up with, like maybe a couple months before he and I started sleeping together. Mm. And they got back together and he was like, listen, I'm just telling you because I respect you and I want you to know I don't want to stop seeing you, but I'm back with my girl. And I was like, oh, you love your girl so much that be faithful to her.
Right.
Right.
And I was like, guys sometimes don't equate love with being faithful. That time. That's how I felt. Mm-hmm. I want to be number one. Right. I can't be number two.
Exactly.
Well, Kelly, you tweeted something out that was interesting.
Okay.
He a thug, but I'm going to make him a slut.
Oh. I like that.
How you make a guy a slut? What makes a guy a slut?
Just being nasty.
Make him her slut.
Yeah. Like, anytime I'm set, I'd be like, this is what I'm on. At any moment, like, you got to be on go. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care if you're hard. Like, I'm sorry. I like to have sex and be nasty.
You're aggressive in the bedroom. You do a lot of initiating when it comes to sex.
Yes. But I like when a guy is more aggressive than me. Like, make me shut that down.
So you like to be submissive?
Yes. But it's rare because he needs to be acting.
What do you consider nasty? Mm-hmm.
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
What's nasty to you?
Just like somebody want to just devour every single part of your body at any type, at any moment. Mm. Spitting in your mouth. Mm. Eating
ass. Do you feel like spitting in the mouth is trendy right now?
Spitting in the mouth is the number one answer when we ask, what do you think is nasty on this show?
That's why I asked that question.
The number one answer.
Because I feel like recently.
But it is nasty. That's nasty as hell.
Yeah, but I feel like it's maybe last year or so, it's been very trendy.
Mm.
And especially, like Stephanie said, when you ask people that question, right, Angela? They always answer. That's like at the top of the list.
Spit in the mouth.
Okay, so spitting in your mouth and eating your ass. You said? Is that what you said?
Yeah, eating the
ass.
Yeah. Can he eat your ass and then spit in your mouth?
Oh, wow, Angela.
Yeah. That is a good question.
I'm just wondering about
is that a form of snowballing? Is that like a form of snowballing?
I'm sure there's a word for it.
What about good hygiene? What's the problem?
What about sex on your period? What about sex on your period?
Crockpot pussy.
What about sex on your period?
I'm down with that.
Lay that tile down,
baby. Yeah, like, what's the problem? Don't just
chop it down. I want red lights, for sure, for sure.
Yeah. You want red lights, you said?
Period, sure. Don't stop. Nothing but a scent.
Would you eat a girl out of her period?
Oh, no.
What if she had a tampon in?
I'm not doing that either.
I've had that done.
I'm sorry.
I've definitely had that done. Cause
you didn't tell him?
Yes, yeah. I did.
How do you not see the tampon?
I had it done from a man and a woman. Wow. And a woman know what's going on down there when we.
Yeah, just
if you're clean and you're first of all, you focus on the clit anyway. You're not even down there where
the string is.
Yeah, so and tuck the string and just
you can literally like cop it there, like touch there to make sure your mom doesn't even go next to the tampon.
For real,
and you go.
Yeah, like, you're only 21, so to me, you're kind of a baby. But have you ever done anal?
No.
Okay.
Do you think you would consider it?
See, I only did the thumb thing, and I don't like.
That's when that tall little dick guy comes in handy.
It's cool, but I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
What's love?
Maybe.
I'm not completely against it,
but like, it's got to be a conversation for real. Like, I may need the whole bottle of 1942 to be on my period or something. I don't know. Maybe.
What about? Have you had a guy come in your face?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh no, she's crazy.
There you go.
Yes, is the answer.
It's Angela. She just comes out with these questions.
I don't want to say it.
There you go.
Listen to the next album.
She answered it.
You said yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. You looking around like, damn, this is media training.
And then she looking at me like, huh?
Your mom?
It's my best friend mom, but she like kind of raised me a little bit too. So she like looking at me like, girl,
like, what did you just say, girlfriend?
She know what's happening.
One, you wrong. Two, you should know where you at. She should know where you at.
You know why? But honestly, listening to your music, you are very open and very sexual in your music, which I don't find a problem with it. That's what lip service is about. It's empowering to be able to talk about things that you do.
For sure.
It's this is real. You know this happening. Like, you know this is life. It's real. This is what's really going on. You can't be scared to say like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm young, but this is what I be doing. So get with the game. Don't listen to it.
What's your trick that you do, like in the bedroom for a guy that you're like, this is my special shit? Because everybody got a little special something.
That finisher move. What's your finisher move?
On the tippy toes with the grip, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotta have the grip trick.
Yeah.
On the tippy toes with the grip.
On the tippy toes with the grip. What's the grip?
You don't know what
the grip is? You know what the grip is?
You definitely know what the
grip
is.
You never had like a pussy grip?
Yeah, I didn't know what it was called, the grip. That's all I'm saying.
It sounds like
looking into something that's a bit more like visual.
What about toys? By the way, the womanizer wants to advertise on here.
You know I love the womanizer. Can y'all send me one right now? Y'all need my P.O. box.
So, Callie, have you used any toys?
I only use a vibrator.
Okay.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's nice.
That's it.
Have you used it during sex or just by yourself?
She said both. During sex.
Yeah.
Oh, you said both.
So why during? That's what I want to ask.
Just that adds another little level person. Of, yeah.
It's like a threesome.
Wow. Level of excitement.
Because he couldn't do it. He couldn't get it.
Or maybe not necessarily because he couldn't.
This is part of it.
Yeah.
What's part of it?
It's an experience.
Add another layer. You know what I'm saying?
Because he couldn't do it.
Not because he couldn't.
It's a different thing.
He's doing it, but the vibrator is doing it more.
Exactly, because it's a battery.
So look.
The tricks.
I'm going to give you a POV. Right?
What's that?
So answering Angela's question to Kylie of... A good move, not my get them girl move, right? Mm-hmm. But one of my go-tos is and it's actually one of my favorite positions. So I like to lay flat on my stomach with my legs crossed, so everything is really, really tight.
Yeah.
And then I throw it back from that way in the flat position, right? So in that moment, take the vibrator and put it on my vagina, put it on my clit while he's in me from the back. That's amazing. So that's when you use the toy. It's not because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing,
it's just adding
a layer of another layer.
You only have one dick.
It's putting the whipped cream on top of the
sundae.
On top of the sundae.
See what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, how do you think a dude feels if he's doing his thing?
You tell us.
I'm not gonna lie. I had a dude that was like, Don't let shit go. I need the vibrator. Exactly. Like, it's real. But
it's
like,
not that you need it, though. I was like,
you know what? Just try it.
Be
like,
a little more open-minded.
What is he trying? What do you mean? Just try
to be, to try to be open-minded.
To try.
Listen, it's all about pleasing a woman. What do you think when you have sex? Is the goal to please the woman or just to please yourself?
It is for sure to please the woman.
Okay. So there is another level of pleasure.
That's a battery did that. That's not me.
Callie, you remember your first orgasm?
The battery helped.
I can't keep up with the battery.
Yeah, it was with the vibrator too.
See?
The rose.
Well, we just got some roses. They sent it to us.
Yes, thank you, whoever you sent the rose.
Yeah, thanks for the rose people. Thank you very much.
It came out of nowhere too. I was like,
the rose is fucking.
Here's the thing with the rose though. Sip in moderation because that thing is powerful.
But it got the level. It's the level.
Even on a
five-year level.
Exactly.
Even on a five-year level. Even
level one.
One, two, three, and four.
On a fully charged battery is what's in you there.
A fully charged.
Fellas, it's all fully charged.
I remember the first time I used the rose. Like, I was like, there's no way. It was just... I'm looking at the reviews like, am I the only one that like felt like this? I'm like, there's no way. Because I kept hearing about it. I'm like,
let me tell you, 17 second orgasm. Okay.
And Gigi,
and
you
I had
love
to refrain from squirting.
And you got the womanizer. We're going to get you one of those.
The womanizer is very similar to the rose. It does the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah.
You should sell some of these in the flea club.
Roses.
Yeah,
and you gonna sell out.
It sounds like I should.
Yeah.
Fellas, it's fucked up for us, bro.
You said it's not a bad thing,
and you shouldn't be intimidated by toys.
It's the rose.
But, boo, have you ever been squirted on?
I've been squirted on before.
Do you like it?
Of course, I love it.
You nasty.
I was gonna say the same thing.
Why
you
was
nasty.
Why wouldn't I like
we
that?
We don't even like it. Because it's messy.
But what is that? Is that piss on
some of it?
Yeah,
it's a mixture.
But it's just turn
on. You have to use your bladder.
It's a turn on to see.
It's water from your bladder.
It's water from your bladder.
It's a turn on.
It's called urine.
To see you just pound it and it's clear. It just come out. Yeah, that's beautiful.
It's weird.
It's very weird.
I don't like it.
I mean, that's all a part of it. So why
wouldn't you? And it's a mess.
Well, Callie, you have Toxic Chocolate out right now. Do you consider yourself toxic?
Yeah, I have like toxic, I call them toxic tantrums.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's cute.
So I can be toxic if you take me there. I'm gonna be toxic with you. You know, I consider like my friends be like, oh, Kelly, you're so toxic. But really they mean like, if you won't play games, I'm gonna play them right back with you.
You just explained being a Gemini.
And you're not too Leo.
But if you bring it out, then you gonna get that.
Because my loyalty is, I can be loyal, but when you do that one thing that give me like the ick a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I honestly really enjoyed this project. First of all, you had some artists that I love right now on it as features. I love hearing you by yourself.
Yeah.
But like I said, Bia's on there. Money Long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, super lit. Her Love Her project. And then you had Young Blue on there also. You on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like a tit for tat situation.
Right.
What's the worst you on you situation you've had? Because sometimes you got to show guys like what they do so that they get a taste of what it's like when you do it back to them.
Let us know. Bring it.
So I was dealing with this one guy and I actually really like liked him for real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
And like the way he was kicking it to me was like, he was just like,
I'll make another drink.
To me, he was like dream man. Like, oh, I can't believe it. It's too good to be true. But then once I found out about the situation or whatever, I was like,
Phillip, what situation?
Just basically like he out here fucking on whoever it is, give him the time of day.
Right.
You know what I mean? It made me feel like he was honestly kind of like playing my emotions. Like, I'm not going, like, I can't find nobody. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not that girl. I think he forgot that. So I was like, you know what? I kept it playing. I was like, you know what?
You kept it peace.
Cool. That's cool. So I went, I started talking to this other guy or whatever. The other boy started calling my phone.
Were they tall?
Oh, for sure.
So yeah. Guess what?
They was both 6'4".
So why don't you make a song for basketball players? That's what you like,
you
right?
You don't got to be tall.
No, I've actually,
no, I'm just saying.
I actually only talked to one basketball player in my...
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. Listen to me. That's your range. If that's what 6'4" niggas, you gonna find a bunch of them.
Not necessarily.
You play basketball. You got 6'4".
Exactly.
Definitely short basketball player.
Yeah. No, yes. But no, I'm saying you get a pick of them. Listen to me, like going to the candy store.
If you don't get your marketing scheme out of here,
you go to the candy store. You say 6'4", 6'5", 6'9", 7 foot. For real.
Anyway,
do you like them that tall? Do you like them that tall?
I'm trying to help
foot?
You get the big, the tall guys.
They don't think not that. Because
it starts
that
to get
tall.
A little goofy. Yeah.
She said she likes tall, right?
Maybe like I probably thought like six, seven.
Six, seven.
That's a good
height
to stop right there.
Yeah. That's still
dumb tall.
Let me finish your story about this guy. So go ahead. What happened?
I'm sorry.
You on you.
Oh, basically, I started talking to this guy. He had basketball player.
I knew I was right. I knew
he
it.
He had it going on.
I knew it.
I actually still had feelings for the other guy. But he started asking me like, oh, Is you talking to somebody else?
But you
yes,
looked at the potential of the basketball player, right?
Are you doing this and that? Yes, I am. And it was just like, he felt like, he actually said, oh, wow, like, you feel like you got to do me like that? Like, it was like a you on you situation. Like, right. He was just like, he didn't have nothing to say. But in the day, I still ended up talking to
the new guy again. Oh, the basketball. You talked to the first guy.
Yeah, I went back.
Damn.
After
so
I
back.
Pulled the you on you.
Then you went back.
But you did fuck with the basketball player.
And then then what happened after you went back?
Right.
It just,
you shouldn't have
went back. For sure shouldn't have went back.
It just made it more toxic, right?
Yeah, just way
but
more toxic.
But you know what? You young, you're going to fuck up and make mistakes.
Yeah.
It's all learning life lessons.
Oh, you got a lot to learn.
But have fun doing it.
You
out here
right
every
now.
Day. I know for a fact.
You can
I
mess
do
up
have
a
lot to learn. And I'm
that's
learning.
That's what I'm telling you.
But you having fun.
Yeah.
I think that's the main thing. Look, we learn a lot from the mistakes that we made in our life. You can't tell nobody nothing.
For sure.
Sometimes you got to go through that shit to learn it yourself.
Right.
Like somebody could tell you what to do logically, but if you decide, nah, that ain't.
Even if you got to keep doing it over and learning the lesson over until you finally get that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
You think you've been in love?
Yeah. I only been in love one time.
Mm-hmm.
With one guy.
And
the one with the Google link.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Damn.
The one that sent me the Google link. That one hurt.
Could he come back now?
No, absolutely not.
He's blocked.
I've been waiting for you to say that all time, this whole time.
If you saw him, would you say the same?
Yeah.
If you saw him,
I'm definitely gonna hit him with a.
Was that about him? Huh? Was that about him?
No. That was just
that was in general.
Yeah,
that was like a general.
I say
to the
a lot.
Mm.
So that was just like, oh, what could I say? You know that goes with who hit the with. You know.
Right.
So yeah.
That was cool.
But he most definitely could not come back.
Well, Callie, we thank you so much for coming through on Lip Service. And we honestly, like, listening to Toxic Chocolate, it's a lot of things that we cover on the show.
Yeah.
So we love you for being open and honest. And
I can't wait
to see where you go from here, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, because you're only 21 years old. You're still a baby.
Yeah. Am I?
Yes.
Yeah. 21? Okay. I'm just thinking about what I was doing when I was 21 years old. I ain't no shit.
Man, when if somebody told 21. Me I was a baby when I was 21, I look at them like...
Same.
That's how I'm feeling like
I'm a grown-ass woman.
You are a woman.
Even 5 years from now, you're going to be like, I was a baby.
Be appreciative of that 21 shit. Be appreciative of it.
Yeah.
For real.
And look, congratulations on everything you have going on. Like, they go really hard for you. And to see all the people that fuck with you.
Yeah.
You know, and to the EP that even, you know, we was rocking out to.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's dope. It's amazing. I think you're great, like, for women to be able to relate to and for men to vibe out to. So congratulations and cheers to you.
Cheers. Callie. What's your favorite song off the Toxic Chocolate?
I'm going to say I like the song with Money Long.
Yeah.
A lot. But I also love Bia, and I like how y'all both go back and forth on that one.
Yeah, that definitely has
and
to be
And I
one.
Like the topic of that.
You know, because it's facts.
Mm-hmm. It's really I like facts. You on you because
yeah, we
I'm
like,
all about to get back.
Right.
But I like
to relate to the get back.
Right. But I always say, like, you got to respect the box. And for any guy that wants to have sex, you got to, regardless, you got to eat it first.
Respect the box.
Go take a look at her. It's like you got to ask for a parent's hand in marriage. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that. You got to ask the pussy for, like,
you better.
Is it okay?
Right. Exactly.
I got to take care of you first. Mm-hmm. But yes.
Mouth and lip service before entry.
Hello. There you go. All right, well, Callie, thank you so much for coming through. I know we're going to see you again. So next time I look back at this and be like, remember when you was on the show?
Right. Remember the first time you came?
Toxic Chocolate.
I didn't mean to say it like that. Okay.
Whoa. Now Gigi took it.
She do remember.
What's going on today?
She do remember the first time she came. Too.
God,
it was with the rose.
I was
gonna
say it was with the rose.
So,
shit. Y'all in this row, shit is crazy.
I'm sorry y'all men don't have toys.
No, man, wasn't involved in that one.
Wait, guys don't have toys like the way we have toys. We don't have no toy for him?
Yes, we do. He didn't want it.
Okay.
Yes, we do. No toy for
him.
It's the little pocket thing.
It's a pocket pussy,
yeah.
You ain't got no toy for me.
Would you use that for real?
Not at all.
Yes, you would.
I ain't thirsty. I need the real deal.
What if it had on like wardrobe department?
Nothing. I need the real. Y'all don't realize, man, that stuff between y'all, that's a killer. Can't nothing imagine to that. No blow up dolls. I don't know all this funny shit they be doing. Ain't nothing for them to imagine to a real woman.
No metaverse.
Imagine you messing with somebody. You going
Oh my God, a company reached out to me to make a life size doll, masturbation doll of me.
You want to do that too? They fucked
Nah,
up.
I'm not gonna do it because so they want to, you know, they want
they
the real.
You should do it.
No, you don't want absolutely not. That's that fucking weird. And then God bless and thank you for everybody who supports me and anybody who would want that. You know I'm not judging your likes.
You know,
I feel like you should do it.
You know the sex offenders in your timeline.
They can just post with it and be like, I fuck Stephanie.
I promise you, they said that they will only make 60 of them or something like that. That would sell out the first day.
60 seconds.
100% that would sell out the first day. I know. And they told me the price. I won't say what the price was, but it's not even a bad price.
Worth it.
It wasn't even
she
crazy.
She thinking about it because she done got the price and
no,
everything.
No, I got all that for her. Yeah, she thinking about it. I wanted to see how much I was going to make.
You better do it.
But it's a whole promo run and they will have to, they want a mold of
silicone.
The box.
Yeah.
And then you can have one at home. That way when
I
like,
would do it.
No, because then that's like giving my
it.
That's like giving the secret of my box.
It's never the same.
It's not the same. You don't have to see these guys. You don't have to do that.
And then some old crusty white man just walk up and grab me.
Let me do this with mine.
Like, no.
I'm cool though.
But then you're gonna stream the album.
No, the internet is no, because then people do weird stuff. I get real weird DMs.
I know.
Somebody will end up buying that, sending me a video. Like, oh,
thank you.
Do you be watching
no,
the video?
No, sir.
That's going to make your stomach turn.
Do you watch the video? Do you watch the video?
Would I watch the video?
Yeah.
No.
No. I'm going to click on it, see what it is. And I'm going to ace it. You're blocked.
Do you have any videos?
Of course she do.
Yeah, she do.
See?
Okay. How y'all doing me like that?
She do. She got a video. A few of them.
You do not have a poker face, honey. We got to work on your poker face. Okay.
She be, you know how you know when she about to, she don't want to say, she go
she
like this.
She be confused. Yeah.
She do this thing with her mouth. She be like.
She be like, pause.
It's real cringy when you trying to not tell the truth.
But yeah, I like
it's
that.
Hard. It's hard for me actually not to tell the
that's
truth.
That's good. You a bad liar.
That's great.
Yeah. And I laugh about everything. It's like when I just be like, caught. Like I feel like you could see it.
Oh, we can.
He be like, did you come? She be like.
Cause like no going to I did not think this would be a conversation like this, so I'm like, oh,
Callie, you knew what it was.
I did it though. I did it. I purposely didn't like go. I went into this like, oh, so it can be like organic, so I can, you know, just be talking.
Okay.
But I didn't know. Yeah,
you survived.
I like y'all though.
We I like the combo.
That's real.
Yeah. I think it goes right along with the toxic chocolate. So
right.
We appreciate you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Lip service.
Yeah.
And thanks, boo.
Oh, for
you're
sure.
a little toxic too.
You are.
Oh, you're definitely toxic chocolate.